Track 1.12.
Now, I've been reading a new book called On the Move by wildlife expert Sally Harker, and she's with us in the studio today to tell us a bit about it. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
So, tell the audience what your book is about.
Well, it's about the movement of animals and birds. All over the world, the natural world, there are examples of how birds and animals don't stay in one place, but move around, either all the time, like whales, or at certain times, like a lot of migrating birds. And there are some really extraordinary cases, amazing stories of the journeys that animals or birds make.
Why do you say extraordinary?
Well, because sometimes the journeys are incredibly long. In others, they're very, very risky, dangerous for the animals. And in some cases, we just don't understand how the animals do it at all.
So, can you give us some examples? Let's start with really long journeys.
OK. For really long journeys, it's hard to beat the grey whale. In the winter, grey whales can be found near California or Mexico. The whales have their babies there. And then, in the summer, the grey whales like to be near Alaska, where the sea is full of food for them. So, every year, they swim from one place to the other and back again. It's a trip of about 18,000 kilometres altogether.
That's quite a distance.
It certainly is. Now, in terms of dangerous trips, it's hard to beat the wildebeest of Central Africa. Every year, more than 1 million wildebeest travel from Tanzania to Kenya, where there's more food. It's a trip of over 2,000 kilometres. The real danger is near the end of the journey, when they're already tired, hungry and thirsty. They have to cross the Mara River. The river flows very fast, and it's full of hungry crocodiles, and the wildebeest are very scared of water. But they jump in and struggle to swim across. Thousands of them don't get to the other side. We think that every year, about 250,000 wildebeest die on this journey.
Oh, unbelievable. Good heavens.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? And here's a third example. Birds, this time. The Arctic tern. This bird, you know, every year, it flies a distance of about 70,000 kilometres from the north of Canada down to Antarctica and back.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
And so, in its lifetime, a single bird could fly about 2 million kilometres. That's like going to the moon and back 5 or 6 times. And the big question for us is, how do the birds manage to find exactly the same places every year?
No GPS.
That's right. They fly thousands of kilometres and arrive every year in exactly the same place.
That's incredible. Do we really have no idea how they do it?
Not really. Although, of course, research is being done all the time.